An emotional President Biden has marked the 100th anniversary of the massacre that wiped out a thriving black community in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He spoke in Tulsa this afternoon of the hundreds of black people killed by a white mob a century ago.
A murdered black family draped over the fence of their home outside. An elderly couple knelt by their bed praying to God with their heart and their soul when they were shot in the back of their heads.
He said he had come to fill the silence about one of the nation's darkest and long-suppressed moments of racial violence. The president speaks amid the current national reckoning on racial justice, and he announced measures he said could help narrow the wealth gap between blacks and whites.
Joining us live on Skype tonight, Dr. Andrea Boyles, Associate Professor of Sociology and Africana Studies at Tulane University. Her books are You Can't Stop the Revolution, Community Disorder and Social Ties in Post-Ferguson America, and Race, Place, and Suburban Policing, Too Close for Comfort. Dr. Boyles, thank you very much for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate being on.
Ostensibly, this race massacre was sparked by a young black man assaulting a white teenage girl, but there was never a trial, there was never a conviction. In the eyes of historians, was this really about black people finally participating in the American dream in 1921, running their businesses, making their money, and that mob wanting to take that all away from them?
So I will say what it's about is a pattern, a longstanding pattern in American history where black folks are accused of various forms of criminality. Black men, particularly in this case, often accused of rape and those kinds of things. And then having those rumors or these disinformation opportunities and campaigns and things like that constantly spread to the point where communities, black communities particularly, are destroyed. Tulsa is one of many examples where that has happened throughout the history here in America.
Following up on that, that massacre was followed by all kinds of systemic racism that caused black business owners to struggle to rebuild. Then came redlining, and now there's gentrification. How would you summarize the effect of all that?
You know, while we dub Tulsa as the Black Wall Street, it is, again, one of many examples where black folks have established themselves in various ways within their communities and then had those communities, essentially pillaged and burned, and them being killed in record numbers or forced out from one extreme to another. Oftentimes that has happened, in the thick of violence, in the thick of angry white mobs and things like that. In other instances, we see that play out, in forms, various forms of gentrification, or urban renewal. Some theorists refer to it, in fact, as Negro removal, because oftentimes that's what it ultimately becomes. Black folks being displaced and replaced in some respects from their communities, places where they have established themselves economically and otherwise, and then having those places be taken systemically for various reasons to the benefit of white people and white wealth across generations.
Well, with such a massive problem, you just have to start with a few first steps. Are you hopeful President Biden can close the racial wealth gap? How do you see that being done?
Well, one thing that I challenge them to do is to speak or at least offer opportunities that can be felt at the local level that everyday black folks can understand. For example, reparations. That's one of the things that black folks are pushing for, particularly even in this situation with the Tulsa survivors, right? They certainly deserve reparations like many black people. And so in those instances, those are everyday, like what kinds of things can we do or what kinds of things are they able to enact so that we black folks can feel that in their everyday existence. Oftentimes what happens is that there are a litany of talking points that are given. And so while on one hand, the black community can certainly be hopeful, and there are some promising things that he did speak to, what I would sort of challenge folks to do is to have those things be deliverable, make those things plain, because oftentimes the way they land is like a list of legislative ideas that never really become or develop into fruition in a way that people can feel in their everyday.
Dr. Boyles, thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Andrea Boyles, Associate Professor of Sociology and Africana Studies at Tulane University.